Week 4. Memorable Relations About Angels and Heaven. Conjugal Love 23. The temple was huge, capable of holding about 3,000 people. It was semicircular, with benches or pews arranged around in a circular fashion, following the contour of the temple. And the seats in the back were higher than those in the front. The pulpit was in the front seats, placed a little way back from the center. Week 4. Day 1. Heaven is not idleness. A memorable relation about use in heaven. Conjugal Love 207. After some time, I was looking towards the city of Athenium, of which was said something in a former relation, and heard thence an unusual clamor. There was something of laughter within it, and also something of indignation, and in this, somewhat sad. And yet the cry was not, therefore, discordant, but harmonious, because one quality was not accompanying, but within another. In the spiritual world, the variety and commingling of affections and sound are distinctly perceived. I asked from a distance, "What's the matter?" And they said, "A messenger has come from the place where newcomers to the Christian world first appear, saying that he had heard from the three in that place that in the world whence they had come, they had believed, like others, that the blessed and happy after death would have rest from labors, and, as administrations, offices, and employments are labors, that they would have rest from these." The elders, or wiser ones, were seated at the sides in the auditorium, the rest in the middle, and in front of them was a raised platform. To this, the three strangers, with the messenger, were conducted by the younger men, in a formal procession through the middle of the auditorium. And when silence had been obtained, they were saluted by a certain elder there, and asked, "What news from earth?" They answered, "There are many new things, but tell us, pray, what subject?" The elder replied, "What news from earth respecting our world and respecting heaven?" They answered, "When we first came into heaven, we heard that here and in heaven there are administrations, ministries, employment, business, studies of all kinds of learning, and wonderful works, and yet we had believed that after removal or transition from the natural to the spiritual world, we would come into eternal rest from labors. What are employments but labors?" To this the elder replied, "By eternal rest from labors, did you understand eternal idleness, in which you would constantly sit and lie down, inhaling delight into your bosom and drinking in joys with your mouth?" The three strangers, blandly smiling, said that they had supposed something of the kind. Then it was answered them, "What have joys and delights and happiness therefrom in common with idleness? By idleness, the mind collapses and is not expanded, and the man is rendered dead, not quickened. Suppose one sitting in complete idleness, hands down, eyes cast down or withdrawn, and suppose at the same time he's surrounded by an atmosphere of gladness. Would he not be overcome, head and body, with drowsiness? Would not the lively expansion of his countenance cease? And at length, with the fibers relaxed, would he not nod and nod and fall to the earth? What keeps the whole bodily system in expansion and tension but intentness of mind? And whence comes intentness of mind but from the administrations and work well done with delight? Let me, therefore, tell you some news from heaven. There are administrations and ministries there, courts of justice higher and lower, and mechanical arts and employments." When the three newcomers had heard that there were higher and lower courts of justice in heaven, they said, "For what reason are they? Are not all in heaven inspired and led by God? Do they not therefore know what's just and right? What need of judges then?" The elder man replied, "In this world we are instructed and learn what is true and good, and what is just and equitable, in like manner as in the natural world, and we learn it not immediately from God, but mediately through others. And every angel, just as every man, thinks truth and does good as if of himself, and this, according to the state of the angel, is mixed, not pure." There are also among the angels the simple and the wise, and the wise must judge. When the simple from sin... When the simple from simplicity and ignorance are in doubt about what is just or swerve from it. There are also among the angels the simple and the wise must judge. When from the simple... There are also among the angels the simple and the wise must judge when the simple from simplicity and ignorance are in doubt about what is just or swerve from it. But, as you have come newly into this world, it is your pleasure. But, as you have newly come into this world, if it is your pleasure, follow me into our city, and we will show you everything. And they left the auditorium, and some of the elders also accompanied them. They went first to the great library, which was divided into smaller libraries according to the sciences. The three newcomers were amazed at seeing so many books and said, "There are books also in this world? Whence is the parchment and the paper? Where are the pens and ink?" To which the elder replied, "All things here are substantial, not material, and material things derive their origin from the substantial. We that are here are spiritual men because substantial and not material. Hence it is that all things that are in the natural world are here in their perfection, even books and writings and many more things." When the three newcomers had heard the things called substantial, they believed that they were so, both because they saw the written books and because they heard the statement that material things originate from things substantial. That if they might still be further assured, they were taken to the dwellings of the scribes who were making copy. That they might be still further assured, they were taken to the dwellings of the scribes who were making copies of the original writings of the wise men of the city. And they inspected the writings and admired their neatness and elegance. And after this, they were conducted to museums, gymnasiums, and colleges, and to where their literary sports were held. The so-called sports were spiritual exercises and trials of skill. Afterwards, they were conducted to the city, to the rulers, the administrators, and their subordinate officers, and by them to the wonderful productions wrought by artisans in a spiritual manner. After seeing all these things, the elders spoke with them again about eternal rest from labor, into which the blessed and happy come after death. And he said, "Eternal rest is not inactivity. For from inactivity comes languor, torpidity, stupor, and drowsiness of the mind, and thence of the whole body. And these are death, not life. Still less the eternal life in which the angels of heaven are. Eternal rest, then, is rest which dispels these and makes man to live. And this is no other rest than such as elevates the mind. It is therefore some study and work by which the mind is aroused, vivified, and delighted, and this is effected according to the use from which, in which, and for which it is working. Hence it is that the whole heaven is seen by the Lord as containing uses, and every angel is an angel according to his use. The enjoyment of use carries him along, as a favoring current does a ship, and causes him to be in eternal peace and rest of peace. This is meant by eternal rest from labors. That an angel is alive according to the eagerness of his mind from use is very plain from the fact that every angel has conjugal love, with its virtue, its potency, and its delights, according to his eager application to the genuine use in which he is." When the three strangers were well assured that eternal rest is not idleness, but some employment and some work that is of use, a number of virgins came with pieces of embroidery and netting, the work of their own hands, and gave these to them. And, as the novitiate spirits departed, the virgins sang an ode, by which, in angelic strain, they expressed the affection of the works of use with its pleasures. Questions and comments. 1. Eternal rest is not idleness. Despite knowing this, many of us will still try to fill our rest on Earth with things that make us more dead, not alive. Have you ever watched TV for a few hours or more, hoping that you would feel revitalized, only to feel more sluggish? 2. The newcomers are asked if they thought eternal rest meant idleness. Note that they did smile. Perhaps they laughed, admitting that they did. We could all learn from them about positively responding to truth and laughing at our previous false notions.